sleep-a-time facts. The elements settling into the material world take a moment to find a truly comfortable position, allowing your body to sink deeply into the support of your bed. Let your shoulders relax and your breathing slow to a steady, gentle rhythm. As you settle into the stillness of the room, consider the solid reality of the world around you. The soft fabric of your blanket, the cool air you breathe, and even the distant, shimmering stars are all connected by a shared nature. Everything in the known universe is woven from the same basic set of ingredients. We call these ingredients the elements. Whether solid, liquid, or gas, all matter is simply a different arrangement of these fundamental parts. There is a profound peace in understanding that the universe is built from such orderly, enduring blocks. As you drift closer to sleep, let your mind rest on the simplicity of this material world, knowing that everything is composed of these quiet, constant substances, waiting patiently to be understood. The architecture of the atom at the very foundation of all matter lies a structure of elegant simplicity and profound stability. It is a design that repeats itself countless times across the universe, forming the basis of everything that has mass and volume. This fundamental unit is the atom. While it is too small to be seen with the naked eye, its architecture is known to us, revealed as a spacious and balanced system of particles held together by invisible, enduring forces. To understand the architecture of the atom, one must first appreciate the concept of a center. Every atom possesses a heart, a dense core known as the nucleus. This central point is the anchor of the atom, containing nearly all of its mass. It sits motionless and heavy in the middle of the structure, providing a gravitational and electrostatic center of gravity. Within this nucleus, particles huddle together in a tight, stable formation. These particles are the protons and the neutrons. The proton is a positively charged entity. It carries an intrinsic electrical quality that defines the identity of the atom. Yet, in terms of structure, it acts as a pillar of the nucleus. Beside it sits the neutron, a particle of similar mass, but with no electrical charge. The neutron is neutral, as its name implies, acting as a stabilizing companion to the proton. Together, these two types of particles, collectively called nucleons, bind tightly to one another. They are held in place by a powerful interaction that operates only at very short distances, keeping the core of the atom solid and unified. There is no drifting here. The nucleus is a place of permanence and density. Surrounding this dense, heavy center is a region of immense spaciousness. The architecture of the atom is defined not just by the particles it contains, but by the vast, quiet voids between them. If one were to imagine the nucleus as the size of a small marble resting in the center of a large sports stadium, the outer boundary of the atom would be the stadium's furthest walls. Everything in between the rows of seats, the playing field, the air itself, represents the empty space within a single atom. This space is not chaotic. It is a field of potential, a quiet expanse that separates the heavy center from the light outer shell. Residing in this vast outer region are the electrons. Unlike the heavy protons and neutrons in the center, electrons are incredibly light. They possess a negative electrical charge, which creates a natural relationship with the positive protons deep in the nucleus. The architecture relies on this relationship. The opposites attract, creating a tether that keeps the electron from wandering away. However, the electron does not crash into the nucleus. Instead, it occupies the space around it, moving in a continuous, encompassing presence. In the classical view, one might imagine electrons orbiting the nucleus like planets circling a star, tracing specific paths through the void. A more gentle and accurate way to visualize this architecture is to see the electrons as a cloud or a shell. They exist in layers, wrapping the nucleus in a protective, energetic envelope. They are everywhere and nowhere at once within their designated regions, creating a smooth, spherical surface that defines the atom's exterior. It is this outer shell of electrons that touches the world, interacting with other atoms, while the nucleus remains protected and isolated deep within. The beauty of this structure lies in its balance. The positive charge of the dense center is perfectly offset by the negative charge of the surrounding electron cloud. When these charges are equal, the atom is electrically neutral, existing in a state of equilibrium. It is a self-contained system, requiring nothing from the outside to maintain its form. The forces that hold it together, the attraction between the nucleus and the electrons, are constant and unwavering. They do not fade with time. This architecture creates a sensation of solidity from what is mostly empty space. When we touch an object, we are experiencing the resistance of these electron clouds, the outer shells of countless atoms pressing back against us. Yet, deep inside each one, the vast distance between the electron and the nucleus remains inviolate, a quiet sanctuary of open space. The atom is a marvel of construction, combining the heaviness of the nucleus with the lightness of the electron cloud, bound together across a sea of emptiness. It is a design that favors stability. It is robust enough to build mountains and oceans, yet delicate enough to form the air. In the silence of the subatomic world, this architecture endures, a permanent monument to the balance of natural forces. The fundamental particles there is a profound quiet found in the very center of things. When we imagine the structure of the material world, we often picture the atom as a complete entity, a small solar system with a solid center. For a long time, this was where our understanding rested. We believed the nucleus was the final stop, dense and indivisible core that defined the nature of an element. But as we look closer, moving past the orbiting electrons and descending into the heart of the atom, we discover that the nucleus is not a simple, solid marble. It is a bustling, balanced community of even smaller entities. understand the true nature of matter, we must look deeper than the proton and the neutron into the subatomic world of the fundamental particles. Here, in this infinitesimal space, we find the true building blocks of the universe. The proton and the neutron, once thought to be elementary, are actually composite structures. They are intricate bundles of energy and matter, constructed from particles known as quarks. The quark is a fundamental constituent of matter, a particle so small that it has no discernible size or structure that we can measure. It is a point of mass and charge, existing deep within the protective shell of the nucleus. The naming of these particles carries a touch of whimsy, gentle nod to literature in the midst of rigorous physics. The term quark was borrowed from a line in James Joyce's Finnegan's Wake, a soft and cryptic word for a cryptic particle. While there are six types, or flavors, of quarks known to science, the stable matter that makes up our daily lives, the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the ground we walk upon is constructed almost entirely from just two, the up quark and the down quark. These two flavors, up and down, are the lightest and most stable of the quark family. They are the constant companions of the atomic world. They do not drift alone. Quarks are social particles, always found in groups, bound together by necessity and nature. It is the specific combination of up and down quarks that determines whether a particle becomes a proton or a neutron. It is a simple recipe, mixed with precision, that creates the diversity of the elements. Consider the proton. This positively charged particle, the defining feature of an atom's identity, is a trio of quarks. It is formed by two up quarks and one down quark. The up quark carries a partial positive charge, while the down quark carries a smaller partial negative charge. When two ups and one down come together, their charges combine and balance perfectly to create the single positive charge of the proton. It is a stable arrangement, a harmonious chord struck by three distinct notes. Beside the proton sits the neutron. It is slightly heavier, a neutral partner in the nucleus. Its composition is the inverse of the proton. The neutron is built from one up quark and two down quarks. In this configuration, the positive and negative charges cancel each other out completely, leaving the neutron with no electric charge at all. It is this neutrality that allows it to sit peacefully alongside protons, adding mass and stability to the nucleus without adding electrical repulsion. These quarks, however, do not simply sit side by side like stones in a wall. They are dynamic. They are held together by one of the most powerful forces in the universe, known appropriately as the strong nuclear force. This force is the glue of existence. It is mediated by a particle called the gluon. Just as photons carry light, gluons carry the strong force. They are the messengers that flit back and forth between the quarks, exchanging energy and maintaining the bond. We can imagine the quarks inside a proton or neutron not as static points, but as energetic dancers connected by elastic bands. bands. The gluons are those bands. If the quarks move slightly apart, the force pulling them back together becomes stronger, much like a stretched rubber band. This ensures that the quarks remain forever confined, nestled safely within the nucleon. They are locked in a perpetual, shimmering embrace, constantly exchanging gluons in a process that gives the proton and neutron their substance. This interaction creates a sea of energy within the nucleus. The mass of a proton or neutron comes not just from the quarks themselves, which are actually quite light, but from the energy of the gluons binding them. It is a beautiful demonstration of the relationship between energy and mass. The solidity of the chair you sit on, or the floor beneath your feet, is largely a result of the frantic, binding energy of the strong force holding these triplets of quarks together. There is something deeply reassuring about the stability of this system. The up and down quarks, bound by gluons, form protons that have existed for billions of years. They are incredibly robust. They survive inside the hearts of stars and in the cold drift of deep space. Every atom in the universe is anchored by this subatomic interplay. It is a continuous, silent performance of physics, occurring in every moment, everywhere. Deep down, beneath the layers of chemistry and biology, beneath the lattice of crystals and the flow of liquids, this fundamental dance continues. Two ups and a down, one up and two downs, held tight by the exchange of gluons. It is the consistent, rhythmic foundation of all matter, a hidden world of perfect order that persists without pause. Defining identity by number at the very center of every atom, residing in the dense and quiet core of the nucleus, lies the secret to its true nature. While the universe may seem vast and complex, filled with an infinite variety of textures, colors, and states of matter, the underlying system that organizes it all is surprisingly simple. It is a system based on counting. The identity of every substance in the cosmos, from the air we breathe to the metals in the earth, is determined by a simple, whole integer. This is the atomic number. The atomic number is the fundamental cataloging system of nature. It is not a measurement of weight, nor is it a measurement of size. Instead, it is a count of protons. The proton is a positively charged subatomic particle that sits in the nucleus, and the number of protons present is the sole factor that defines what an element is. If you could look deep enough into matter to count these particles, you would know exactly what you were holding. This count provides a sense of absolute certainty in the physical world. There is no ambiguity, no estimation, and no halfway point. An atom acts as a specific element because it possesses a specific number of protons. Consider the elegance of the number one. In the periodic table, the first position belongs to hydrogen. Hydrogen is defined by the presence of exactly one proton in its nucleus. It is the simplest possible atom, the starting point of all elemental matter. as long as that single proton remains, the atom is hydrogen. It behaves like hydrogen, bonds like hydrogen, and carries the properties of hydrogen. It is the most abundant element in the universe, filling the vast spaces between stars, all anchored by the singular presence of one proton. If we were to add just one more proton to that nucleus, the identity of the atom would undergo a complete and total transformation. With two protons, the atom is no longer hydrogen. It becomes helium. This change is not gradual. It is instantaneous and absolute. Simply moving from the number one to the number two, the substance changes from a reactive gas that fuels stars to a noble, stable gas that floats gently upward. The addition of a single unit of positive charge rewrites the rules for that atom entirely. This integer-based progression continues with a steady, rhythmic logic. Three protons define lithium, a soft, reactive metal. Four protons create beryllium. Five make boron. Six protons create carbon, the backbone of life. With each step up the ladder of integers, the universe presents a new face. It is a remarkable phenomenon that the difference between the breath-sustaining oxygen we need and the nitrogen that makes up the majority of our atmosphere is merely the difference between the number 8 and the number 7. One proton creates the distinction. The beauty of the atomic number lies in its discrete nature. In the world of atoms, there are no fractions. One cannot have an element with 1.5 protons. This means that the periodic table is a continuous, unbroken sequence of whole numbers. Because the system is based on integers, we know with certainty that there are no missing elements between the ones we have discovered. We know hydrogen is one, and helium is two. Therefore, there can be no hidden element 1.5 lurking undiscovered in a nebula. The steps are solid and fixed. This rule of identity by number provides a calming order to the material world. It suggests that at the foundational level, nature is organized like a library shelf or a number line. If you pick up a piece of iron, you are holding atoms with 26 protons. If you were to somehow press a 27th proton into the center of those atoms, the iron would cease to exist as iron. It would become cobalt. The heavy, yellow allure of gold is merely the physical manifestation of the number 79. The liquid silver of mercury is the manifestation of the number 80. The atomic number serves as the unshakable ID card for the elements. While other aspects of an atom might fluctuate, such as the number of neutrons, which adds weight but does not change the element's name, or the number of electrons, which can come and go in the dance of chemical bonding, the proton count remains the anchor. It is the defining constant. As long as the proton count remains steady, the element remains itself. There is a deep reliability in this system. It allows us to chart the universe from the simplest dust to the heaviest metals, using nothing more than the counting numbers we learn as children. 1, 2, 3, 4. With each count, a new character steps onto the stage, fully formed and distinct from the one before it. The periodic table is, in essence, a simple list of these integers, a testament to the fact that the incredible diversity of our reality is built upon a foundation of orderly, sequential steps. The identity of all matter is simply a question of how many protons are gathered together in the quiet dark of the nucleus. Periods and electron shells, the architecture of the periodic table, is defined by its horizontal lines. When we look at this chart, we see a grid of squares, but the true structure is found in the long, steady progression from left to right. These horizontal rows are known in chemistry as periods. There are seven main periods, stacked one atop the other like steps in a staircase or layers of sedimentary rock. While the columns group elements that behave similarly, the periods tell us a story of growth, size, and the gradual accumulation of complexity. To understand the nature of a period, one must look at the invisible cloud that surrounds the nucleus of an atom. The nucleus sits at the center, dense and heavy, anchoring the atom. Around this center, electrons exist in specific regions of space, often referred to as shells or energy levels. These shells are not hard, physical containers like the shell of an egg, but rather soft, diffuse layers where electrons are allowed to reside. Each period on the table corresponds directly to one of these electron shells. The journey begins with the first period, the very top row of the table. This is the simplest and shortest row, containing only two elements. It corresponds to the first electron shell, the one closest to the nucleus. This inner shell is small and intimate, with very limited space. It can hold only two electrons. Hydrogen, with its single electron, takes the first spot. Helium, with two electrons, fills the shell completely. Once this first shell is full, there is no more room at this energy level. The period ends, and the pattern must reset. This brings us to the second period, the second row down. Here, we begin filling the second electron shell. This shell is larger than the first, wrapping around the inner layer like a second coat of paint, or a larger nesting doll because it is further from the center. It has more room to accommodate electrons. It can hold eight of them. As we move horizontally across this second period, from lithium on the far left to neon on the far right, we are simply watching this second shell fill up, one electron at a time. Each step to the right adds one proton to the center and one electron to this outer layer, gradually completing the circle. The progression is orderly and predictable. There is a sense of rhythm to it. We do not jump randomly between shells. Nature fills the lower, more stable energy levels before moving to the higher ones. When the second shell reaches its capacity of eight electrons, the row is complete. The element at the end of the row represents a state of fullness and balance. To add another electron, the atom must open a new shell. And thus, on the table, we must start a new period. As we descend to the third period, the atoms become larger. They now possess 3 layers of electrons. The first 2 shells are tucked deep inside, fully populated and stable, while the 3rd shell becomes the active frontier. Like the row before it, the 3rd period tracks the filling of this 3rd layer. The distance between the nucleus and the outermost electrons grows, creating a thicker, softer cushion of negative charge around the dense center. This pattern continues down through the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th periods. Each step down represents the addition of a new principal energy level. The atoms in the lower rows are significantly larger than those at the top. If one were to visualize a hydrogen atom as a small marble, an atom in the 7th period, with its 7 concentric layers of electrons, might be compared to a large beach ball. The outer boundary of the atom drifts further and further away from the nucleus, creating a vast, spacious interior filled with the structured layers of previous periods. The length of the periods also changes as we move down. The 1st period has 2 elements. The 2nd and 3rd have 8. The 4th and 5th periods are longer, containing 18 elements each. This is because the 4th and 5th electron shells are more complex. They contain additional subshells, or subspaces, that can hold more electrons. The table widens to accommodate this increased capacity. The long, stretching rows of the transition metals appear here, representing the filling of these expansive inner spaces. By the time we reach the 6th and 7th periods, the rows are so long that they are often broken up and placed at the bottom of the table to keep the chart readable. These periods represent the filling of massive shells capable of holding 32 electrons. The process, however, remains exactly the same. We start on the left with a fresh, empty shell. We move step by step to the right, adding 1 electron after another, filling the available spaces in a precise, predetermined order. There is a profound quietness to this arrangement. The periods show us that the universe builds its matter in layers. Nothing is skipped. The structure of the atom determines the structure of the table. Every horizontal line is a testament to a completed cycle. A shell filled to its limit, requiring the opening of a new layer to continue the pattern. It is a system of wrapping and enveloping, where each new period embraces the ones that came before, building outward into the space around the nucleus, layer by gentle layer. Vertical families and groups, when looking at the periodic table, the eye is naturally drawn to the neat, orderly rows that stretch from left to right. However, the true story of chemical personality, the deep relationships that define how the universe behaves, is found by reading from top to bottom. These vertical columns are known to scientists as groups, or more affectionately, as families. Just as members of a human family might share the same eye color or a distinctive laugh, elements residing in the same vertical column share profound similarities in their behavior and character. The reason for this vertical resemblance lies in the architecture of the atom's outermost layer. As we learned, electrons orbit the nucleus in shells, like layers of an onion, or the orbits of planets. The chemical behavior of an element, how it bonds, how it rests, and how it interacts with its neighbors, is determined almost entirely by the electrons in the very last, outermost shell. These are called valence electrons. Every element in a specific vertical column has the exact same number of valence electrons. It is a unifying trait, a shared signature that dictates the rhythm of their existence. Consider the very first column on the left side of the table, known as group 1. Excluding hydrogen, which sits atop the column like a unique exception. This family is called the alkali metals, lithium, sodium, potassium, rubidium, cesium, and francium all reside here. As you move down the column, the atoms become heavier and larger, adding more inner shells of electrons, yet their outer face remains identical. They each possess a single, solitary electron in their outermost shell. This single electron makes the alkali family eager to interact. They are soft metals, so soft that some can be cut with a butter knife, revealing a shiny, silvery interior that quickly dulls as it touches the air. Because that one outer electron is loosely held, these elements are always looking for a partner to take it, allowing them to settle into a more stable state. There is a predictable pattern to their energy. As you read down the column from lithium to cesium, the atoms get larger. The outer electron gets further from the center, and the element becomes even more willing to engage with the world. It is a gradient of eagerness flowing gently down the chart. On the opposite side of the table, on the far right, stands group 18, a family known as the noble gases. This column includes helium, neon, argon, krypton, xenon, and radon. If the alkali metals are defined by their eagerness to change, the noble gases are defined by their profound contentment. These atoms possess full outer shells of electrons. They have no empty spaces to fill and no loose electrons to give away. They are chemically complete because of this structural perfection. The noble gases rarely interact with other elements. They are colorless, odorless, and quiet, drifting through the atmosphere as single atoms rather than clumping together in molecules. Helium floats lightly. Argon rests heavily. They act as the stable anchors of the periodic table, representing a state of rest that other elements strive to achieve. There is a soothing quality to their existence, a sense of having everything they need within themselves, requiring nothing from the outside world to be whole. Between these two extremes lie other fascinating families. Just next to the noble gases is group 17, the halogens. Fluorine, chlorine, bromine, iodine, and astatine make up this vertical line. These elements are the counterparts to the alkali metals. Instead of having one extra electron, they are missing just one. They have 7 valence electrons, but need 8 to complete their shell. This makes them salt formers, a name derived from Greek. They are often found partnered with the metals from the left side of the table, fitting together like puzzle pieces to create balance. The beauty of these vertical groups is the predictability they offer. If a chemist discovers a new property of oxygen, they can reasonably guess that sulfur and selenium, sitting directly below it in group 16, might share a similar trait. This vertical logic allowed early scientists to predict the existence of elements that had not yet been found. They looked at the gaps in the columns and knew that the missing family member must exist, waiting in the earth to be discovered, possessing qualities that blended perfectly with the siblings above and below it. Even in the center of the table, where the large block of transition metals resides, the vertical relationships hold true, though sometimes more subtly. Elements like copper, silver, and gold are aligned in group 11. It is no coincidence that these three are the great metals of history, known for their luster and their ability to conduct electricity. They share a resistance to corrosion and a malleability that has made them prized for millennia. Their alignment in the table confirms their shared nature. As one's eyes drift down any column, the pattern holds. The atoms grow heavier and more complex with each step down, adding layers and mass. Yet the essential nature, the chemical spirit, remains preserved. It is a system of recurring harmony, where the properties of matter echo again and again, ensuring that in the vast complexity of the universe, there is always an underlying order, a reliable family structure holding everything in place. The transition metals in the vast, organized landscape of the periodic table. There exists a broad, stable continent stretching across the center. This wide expanse connects the reactive elements on the far left with the diverse families on the right, forming a sturdy bridge that anchors the entire system. These are the elements that make up the heavy, tangible reality of our daily lives, the materials that provide structure, weight, and endurance to the physical world. When you imagine a piece of metal, you are likely picturing one of these central elements. They are characterized by their substantial nature. If you were to hold a cube of one of these metals in your hand, you would feel a distinct, comforting heaviness. This is the property of density. The atoms within this block are packed together in a tight, orderly lattice, sitting shoulder to shoulder in a quiet, geometric formation. There is very little empty space here, only the solid presence of matter. Visually, these elements share a common beauty known as luster. When light falls upon a polished surface of silver, gold, or platinum, the light is reflected back in a brilliant, coherent glow. This shine is not merely a surface treatment, but a fundamental property of how these atoms interact with the world. They do not absorb the light into darkness. Instead, they mirror the environment around them, creating surfaces that gleam with a cool, clean radiance. The secret to their behavior and their unique position in the periodic table lies deep within the architecture of their atoms. To understand them, one must look at the arrangement of their electrons. In most elements, as you move from one square to the next, an electron is added to the outermost shell, the layer furthest from the center. However, this central block of elements follows a different, more subtle rhythm. As we step through this family, the new electrons do not settle on the surface. Instead, they slip into an inner layer, filling a subshell known as the d-orbital. It is a process of internal fortification. The outer appearance of the atom remains largely unchanged, while the inner structure becomes denser and more complex. This unique filling pattern explains why these elements are called transition metals. They represent a gradual transition in atomic structure, a slow and steady evolution across the rows. This specific electron arrangement creates a fascinating phenomenon, often described as a sea of electrons. Because the outer electrons are loosely held, they are free to drift and wander between the atoms. They do not belong to a single nucleus, but are shared by the entire lattice, floating like a gentle mist through the solid structure. This delocalized movement is what allows these metals to be such excellent conductors. Imagine a copper wire. It is a silent carrier of energy. Because of that drifting sea of electrons, electricity can flow through the wire with minimal resistance, like water moving down a clear, smooth channel. Heat travels in much the same way. If you warm one end of an iron rod, the thermal energy is passed along. Atom to atom, electron to electron, in a steady wave of warmth that permeates the entire object. This fluid nature of the atomic bonds also grants these metals a forgiving quality. They are malleable and ductile. Unlike brittle stone or glass that might shatter under pressure, these metals yield. They can be hammered into thin sheets or drawn into long, slender wires without losing their integrity. The atoms simply slide past one another, reorganizing themselves into new shapes while maintaining their strong connection. It is a form of strength that comes from adaptability. While many of these metals appear as shades of silver or gray, they are also responsible for some of the most vivid colors in chemistry. When they form compounds, the unique energy levels of their d-orbitals interact with light to produce rich, deep hues. The profound blue of cobalt glass, the earthy green of oxidized copper, and the varied reds and yellows of iron oxides are all gifts from this central block. These colors are stable and enduring, much like the elements themselves. From the titanium that offers lightweight strength to the tungsten that withstands immense heat, this family constitutes the backbone of industry and geology. They are the girders, the coins, the wires, and the tools. They are chemically versatile, able to lend electrons or borrow them, adapting to the needs of the moment. Yet despite this versatility, their defining characteristic remains their stability. They are the heavy anchors of the periodic table, providing a center of gravity around which the rest of the elements turn. In their density and their luster, they offer a sense of permanence, a reminder of the solid ground beneath our feet. Elements of the natural world across the vast, silent expanse of the universe, matter exists in a state of quiet diversity, from the dust drifting between galaxies to the solid ground of a planetary surface. Everything we touch and see is constructed from a specific inventory of ingredients. In the great catalog of the periodic table, there is a special distinction given to the first 94 spaces. These are the elements of the natural world, the substances that arise spontaneously through the rhythms of cosmic history, without any need for human intervention. They are the original building blocks, forged by time and gravity, waiting to be found in the earth, the sea, and the sky. The story of natural abundance begins with the simplest and lightest of all forms. Hydrogen is the most plentiful element in the cosmos, making up roughly 3/4 of all the mass in the universe. It is the primary wanderer of interstellar space, filling the voids between stars with a tenuous, invisible gas. In the deep silence of the cosmos, hydrogen atoms drift in vast clouds, occasionally drawing together under the gentle pull of gravity. Accompanying hydrogen is helium, the second element, which is also born of the universe's earliest moments. Together, these two light gases account for almost all the known matter in existence. They are the calm backdrop against which all other chemistry takes place, floating in the dark, quiet reaches of space, while the lightest elements drift in the void. The heavier, more complex elements have a different origin story, one rooted in warmth and pressure. Deep within the cores of ancient stars, a slow and steady process of transformation occurs. Here, the immense weight of the star presses atoms together, merging them to create new identities. This is where the universe manufactures its variety. In these stellar interiors, 3 helium atoms might combine to form carbon, the versatile element that eventually becomes the backbone of biology. With further patience and pressure, oxygen is formed, followed by nitrogen, neon, and magnesium. This process is not hurried. It takes millions or even billions of years for a star to cultivate these heavier elements within its heart. When the star eventually releases its hold, these newly minted materials are scattered gently into the surrounding space, drifting like seeds on the wind. They mix with the primordial hydrogen and helium, enriching the galaxy with dust and gas that now contains silicon, sulfur, and iron. It is a long cycle of creation and redistribution, a cosmic breathing that slowly increases the complexity of the material world. On a planet like Earth, these natural elements settle into stable, enduring forms. The ground beneath our feet is a testament to the heavier elements that gathered together when the solar system was young. The Earth's crust is a solid blanket of chemistry, dominated by oxygen and silicon. When these two abundant elements combine, they form silicates, the fundamental minerals that make up the rocks, sand, and clay of the landscape. Aluminum and iron are also plentiful here, resting in the quiet dark of the underground, lending their strength to the planet's structure. there is a profound sense of permanence in these elements. They have existed for eons, locked in the cool, solid embrace of the lithosphere above the solid crust. The atmosphere holds a different collection of natural elements, maintained in a delicate gaseous balance. Nitrogen is the silent guardian of the air, making up the vast majority of the atmosphere. It is a remarkably stable element, reluctant to react or change, providing a calm buffer for the more active oxygen that supports life. Drifting alongside them is argon, a noble gas that makes up nearly 1% of the air. Argon is completely inert, existing in the atmosphere without ever bonding to another atom. A solitary traveler that has persisted unchanged since the Earth was formed. The inventory of the natural world continues up the periodic table, past the metals like copper, silver, and gold, which can be found in their pure forms running through veins of quartz. It continues through the heavy, dense metals like lead and bismuth. The natural sequence reaches its conclusion with uranium and trace amounts of plutonium. Uranium, element 92, is the heaviest element found in significant quantities in the Earth's crust. It is a dense, gray metal that rests deep within rock formations. While scientists have synthesized heavier elements in laboratories, nature's own catalog effectively pauses here. These 94 elements represent the complete set of natural possibilities. From the ethereal drift of hydrogen in the far reaches of the galaxy to the solid iron core of the Earth, and from the invisible nitrogen in the air to the gold resting in a riverbed, these substances form a continuous, unbroken reality. There are no gaps in this natural sequence. Every number from 1 to 94 is accounted for, each playing its specific role in the architecture of the universe. They are the stable, enduring pieces of a puzzle that was assembled over billions of years, creating a world that is solid, diverse, and fundamentally at rest. The synthetic extensions beyond the naturally occurring world, past the familiar landscapes of carbon and oxygen, and even beyond the heavy, stable presence of uranium, lies a frontier that exists only through intention. This is the realm of the synthetic extensions, the transuranium elements that extend the periodic table into regions of mass and complexity that nature, at least on Earth, does not produce on its own. Here, the map of the elements is not discovered in a mine or filtered from the atmosphere, but rather carefully drawn by scientists in quiet laboratories. For centuries, the periodic table was a catalog of what could be found. It was a list of ingredients that the universe had already baked into the crust of our planet. Uranium, with its 92 protons, marked the end of the natural road. But the logic of the table, the rhythmic rise of atomic numbers, suggested that the path did not simply stop. There was space for more, provided one could construct the vessels to hold them. These are the synthetic elements, atoms born not from the fiery death of stars, but from the patient calculations of physicists. The creation of a synthetic element is a process of precise choreography. It requires the gentle but firm persuasion of atomic nuclei to merge. In the center of an atom, protons naturally repel one another, preferring their own space. To create a heavier element, scientists must overcome this resistance. They use particle accelerators, vast machines often built in circles or long, straight lines, which use magnetic fields to guide atoms. These machines hum with a steady, low vibration, accelerating lighter ions to immense speeds until they are traveling fast enough to fuse with a target material. It is not a chaotic collision, but a calculated convergence when the conditions are right. A nucleus from the beam touches a nucleus in the target, and for a fleeting moment, the strong nuclear force takes over. The two separate entities bind together, their protons combining to form a new, heavier total. In that instant, a new element is born. It is a moment of quiet triumph, where a number that previously existed only in theory becomes a physical reality. These synthetic atoms are giants compared to their lighter cousins. Their nuclei are packed dense with protons and neutrons, a crowded assembly of particles held together in a delicate balance. Because they are so heavy, they are often incredibly fragile. The forces trying to push the nucleus apart are nearly as strong as the forces holding it together. As a result, many of these synthetic extensions exist for only a fraction of a second. They are ephemeral visitors flashing into existence just long enough to be recorded by sensitive detectors before they relax back into lighter, more stable forms. The names of these elements reflect the history and the geography of their creation. As the table extended, the naming rights fell to the discoverers, who chose to honor the places and people who made the work possible. There is americium and europium, berkelium and californium, darmstadtium and nihonium. There are tributes to the great minds of physics and chemistry, immortalized in the chart they helped to organize: curium, einsteinium, fermium, and mendelevium. Each name is a nod to the collaborative, peaceful effort of science to understand the structure of matter. As scientists push further into the realm of the superheavy, they search for a theoretical region known as the Island of Stability. The laws of nuclear physics suggest that as the atomic numbers continue to rise, there may be a specific combination of protons and neutrons that allows these massive atoms to hold their shape for much longer periods. It is a predicted harbor in the sea of instability, a place where superheavy elements might persist for minutes, days, or even years. Reaching this island requires patience and the continuous refinement of technology, a slow drift toward a distant, calm shore. The study of synthetic elements is a reminder of the fluidity of the material world. Matter is not static. It is capable of growth and transformation. By extending the periodic table, humanity has not just observed nature, but participated in it, adding new verses to the song of the elements. These heavy atoms, though fleeting, prove that the patterns of the universe continue well beyond the horizon of what we can see, stretching out into the infinite possibilities of mathematics and physics. In the quiet hum of the laboratory, the table grows one square at a time, a testament to the steady, enduring curiosity of the human mind. The completed sequence, there is a profound sense of tranquility found in the simple act of counting 2, 3, 4. The rhythm of whole numbers is one of the most fundamental comforts of the human mind. We understand integers instinctively. They are solid, distinct, and reliable. In the vast and complex world of chemistry, this reliable simplicity provides the backbone for the entire periodic table. The arrangement of the elements is not a chaotic scattering of different substances, nor is it a subjective categorization based on texture or color. It is a strict mathematical sequence, governed by the precise number of protons residing within an atom's nucleus. This sequence is now known to be beautifully complete. When we look at the periodic table today, we are looking at a finished number line, at least regarding the elements that occur naturally and those we have synthesized up to the current heavyweights. The organization is based on the atomic number. Hydrogen has one proton. Helium has two. Lithium has three. This progression continues, step by single step, all the way up to the heaviest known elements. Because the atomic number is defined by a count of whole particles, there are no fractions. There is no element with 1.5 protons. There is no element with 6.25 protons. The nature of matter is discrete, meaning it exists in distinct units. This integer-based structure offers a deep scientific certainty. It tells us that between hydrogen, the first element, and oganessen, the 118th, there are no missing pieces. We do not have to worry that we have overlooked a hidden element between carbon and nitrogen. Carbon is element number 6, and nitrogen is element number 7. Since there is no whole number between 6 and 7, there can be no element between them. The roll call of matter is continuous and unbroken. In the earlier days of chemistry, this continuity was not yet fully visible. The table was like a puzzle with several pieces missing when Dmitri Mendeleev and other early chemists first organized the known elements. They noticed that the properties of elements repeated in predictable patterns. But to make the patterns work, they had to leave empty spaces. They correctly assumed that the earth held elements that had not yet been mined or identified. These gaps represented the unknown. For a time, science had to live with the uncertainty of these holes in the sequence, waiting for the missing integers to be found. Over the decades that followed, those gaps were systematically filled. Researchers discovered scandium, gallium, and germanium, fitting them perfectly into the slots that mathematics had predicted. Later, even more elusive elements like technetium and promethium were identified, filling the final holes in the lighter rows. With each discovery, the chain became stronger. The sequence solidified. Today, that process of filling in the internal gaps is entirely finished. We know with absolute precision that from number 1 to number 118, every single seat at the table is occupied. There is a quiet satisfaction in visualizing this complete ladder. Imagine walking up a staircase where every step is firm and present. You start at the bottom with hydrogen. You take a step up to helium, then another to lithium, beryllium, and boron. You can ascend this staircase one proton at a time, never encountering a missing tread. The path is continuous. This continuity connects the air we breathe, the metals in the earth, and the rare gases in the atmosphere into a single, unified lineage of matter. The completeness of the sequence also simplifies our understanding of the universe. It means that the variety of matter we interact with is finite in its fundamental types. While these elements can combine in infinite ways to form molecules and compounds, the basic building blocks are accounted for. We have the full inventory. It is similar to having a complete set of keys for a piano. You can play endless melodies, but the number of keys remains fixed, and there are no hidden notes between the semitones. Even as scientists create new, super heavy elements in laboratories, extending the table beyond 118, they are merely adding new steps to the top of the staircase. They are not going back to fill cracks in the foundation. The foundation is solid. The sequence of natural elements and the synthetic ones that bridge the gap to the superheavy island is a closed chapter of discovery. This knowledge allows us to view the periodic table not just as a chart, but as a testament to order. In a universe that can sometimes seem vast and overwhelming, the elements offer a reminder of structured simplicity. Protons gather in whole numbers. Atoms align in a perfect integer sequence. There is no ambiguity in the count. The map of the elements is drawn without interruptions, presenting a smooth, continuous landscape from the lightest wisp of hydrogen to the massive, complex heart of the heaviest atom. The sequence is whole, the chain is linked, and the order is complete. Drifting through the cosmos, as our journey through the periodic table concludes, we find a profound sense of stillness in the permanence of matter. The fundamental building blocks that compose the distant, silent stars are the very same atoms that rest within the room around you. There is a deep comfort in knowing that this universal order is unchanging and complete. The chart is full, the patterns are set, and the physical world serves as a stable foundation beneath you. You can now release the need to analyze or categorize. Like a single particle floating in the vast, quiet expanse of the cosmos, you are free to simply be. Let the enduring stability of the elements support you as you drift away from focused thought. The universe holds everything together with gentle, invisible forces, allowing you to let go completely. These ancient ingredients will remain steady and true, while you fade into a deep, peaceful slumber. Good night.